Country director Jean-Pierre de Margerie says the last time hunger was so deep and widespread was in the late 1990s. That famine was the world's worst in decades, but was kept secret by the isolated communist state. Some estimates put the number of people who died from starvation as high as 2 million out of a population of 22 million. Tens of thousands fled across the border to China, where they endured a life of hardship on the run from the authorities. Jean-Pierre de Margerie says now many families are turning to other sources of food like wild fruits and edible grass to keep starvation at bay.
Over half of the households have insufficient variety in their diet, and also more than half of the household eat very poor quality of food. They have to substitute their normal diet made up of cereal and vegetables and protein-rich products with some type of food commodities which are nutritionally much poorer. And many of the households have told us that they now need to rely on wild fruit, wild vegetables. Some have even told us that they have to go to the field to collect edible grass and edible root to make sure that they can eat a lot.
The WFP has given permission to launch a widespread new operation to target those most vulnerable in 8 of the country's 10 provinces. The North has resorted to outside handouts to help feed its 23 million people since the mid-1990s, when natural disasters and mismanagement devastated its centrally controlled economy. But outside aid has fallen this year due to climbing food prices. The WFP is warning that people are running out of options, that hunger has set in, and harvest time is still 4 months away. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.